Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program of the folks who personify persistence, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I can't remember exactly when the governor requested that senior citizens such as myself employ a method of staying healthy entitled shelter in place. I do remember thinking, I've not stayed in one place for a long time, at least that I can remember, but I'll do my best, and everyone's surprised, including the old stockyards guy, I've done a pretty darn good job, if I do say so myself. Now, I gotta qualify my success just a little bit. I do a lot of driving on country roads, something I did for nearly 50 years in the cattle business, and something I still enjoy. Now, I don't swing into a feed yard or stop in the field where a friend's planting, which should keep me in line with the shelter-in-place suggestion. Driving the side roads helps me accomplish two very important goals in my current existence. First being, it keeps me busy and kind of serves as a boredom buster. Just as importantly, it keeps me out of the house and out of the way, if you get my drift. Those drives also remind me that times do in fact change, and often for the better. Planting's going on, township roads have dried a bit, and they tell me that soil temperature in a 10-day period in late April rose by a dozen or so degrees. As I always remind myself and you, there are still farm families in the region struggling with wet ground. It's a long time until October, and the price for farm products is terrible. Still, it's nice to see planting progress in so many parts of our state. I should also mention the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement goes into effect July 1st, which hopefully opens up badly needed export opportunities with our nation's two largest trading partners. Mexico is our number one buyer of corn and distillers grain, number two buyer of pork, while Canada is the number two buyer of ethanol and number four buyer of corn. I know you're probably tired of this, but things always get better, and usually when least expected. Hey, you know what? Your turn's a-coming. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hang in as best you can, be safe in your work, and thanks a million for all that you do.